Local elected officials and company representatives gathered in the middle of a dusty construction site in West Little Rock to move dirt with golden shovels and give a ceremonial blessing to the arrival of MISO's new facility in Arkansas. Inside a tent, MISO's president and CEO, John Baer, spoke of his company's expansion into the South.
We're really excited. It's going to give us a new control center, command center to look over the South region. It's going to be a fabulous thing for the community as well, and the 50 new employees that we'll have here in Little Rock.
The Indiana-based Mid-Continent Independent System Operator is contracting with Entergy to, as Governor Mike Beebe put it, provide air traffic controllers for electrons.
We're going to have a lot of high-tech installation of equipment. You're going to have all sorts of gizmos and gadgets.
The facility will also headquarter a regional command center for assessing the power grid when destructive storms occur. Beebe said the company needs highly skilled, educated, technically savvy workers, which Little Rock offers.
Ultimately, it all boils down to people.
After the ceremony, Arkansas Economic Development Director Grant Tenniel said MISO worked with local institutions of higher learning to tailor curriculums to fit the company's needs. He says they had some requests.
Can you add this class? Can you teach this way in order to, you know, create graduates who've got the ability to come be effective on day one?
Tenniel says fulfilling those requests was one reason MISO chose to locate in the Little Rock area. The 50,000-square-foot facility is expected to be complete by next spring. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.